Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, January 11th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Tomb of Ka and Merit. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, your go-to podcast for fascinating insights from Wikipedia. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're diving into the intriguing world of ancient Egypt. On our docket for today is the Tomb of Ka and Merit. This site is more than just an ancient sepulcher. It's a captivating window into the lives of a prominent couple who lived during Egypt's 18th dynasty. So, let's unravel the mysteries and explore the significance of this extraordinary archaeological treasure. Now, the Tomb of Ka and Merit was discovered in 1906 by a renowned Italian archaeologist, Ernesto Schiaparelli, in Deir el-Medina, a village on the west bank of the Nile, near the Valley of the Kings. This village wasn't just any village. It housed the workers and artisans tasked with the construction and decoration of the royal tombs. So, we're talking about a community at the very heart of ancient Egypt's burial culture. But what makes this particular tomb remarkable, you ask? Let's start with Ka himself. Ka was a chief architect, and what we might equate to a project manager today, who played a critical role in the design and supervision of tomb constructions during his time. Imagine the responsibility of overseeing the creation of a structure meant to ensure a king or queen's smooth transition into the afterlife. His wife, Merit, is often less spoken about, but her presence in the tomb indicates her significant social status and the affection they shared. She was, after all, laid to eternal rest right beside him. Here's where the story begins to unfold. The tomb was one of the few untouched and substantially intact discoveries of its kind. When Schiaparelli first opened it, he found numerous artifacts, which is quite unusual given the rampant looting that plagued other tombs in the Valley of the Kings. Inside were a myriad of personal items, such as clothing, food, and cosmetics, along with beautifully crafted furniture and realistic human effigies. Each of these items paints a vivid picture of what life was like for Ka and Merit during their time. Here's a thought-provoking question for you, dear listener. How do you think these discoveries add to our understanding of Egyptian culture and the daily lives of its people? It opens up a discussion on what we consider valuable and how we wish to be remembered, doesn't it? Back to Ka and Merit. The couple was evidently very well prepared for their afterlife journey, as indicated by the sheer volume and variety of the objects buried with them. Interestingly, the tomb also contained a rich assortment of food items, which signifies the Egyptian belief in a continued need for sustenance in the afterlife. This brings to mind the saying, "You can take it with you," at least if you're an ancient Egyptian. In examining the objects placed in the tomb, one is struck by the sophisticated craftsmanship and the attention to detail. There's a presence of hardwood furniture adorned with inlays, stone vessels meticulously carved, and woven baskets as sturdy now as they were thousands of years ago. Let me share a quick real-life anecdote related to this. Picture the moment when Schiaparelli opened a certain large chest, expecting perhaps some additional tools or everyday items. Instead, what lay before him were cases of bread. Actual, ancient bread. It's mind-boggling to think of bread enduring through centuries to tell us a story today, isn't it? The presence of these everyday items serves as a poignant reminder of their humanity. They, too, cherished the simple pleasures, good food, and beautifully crafted objects. How do you, listeners, see the value of such cherished objects in your life? What would your own bread be if you were to preserve a piece of your daily life for future generations? Perhaps the most touching of all the items from the tomb are the ornaments and personal effects belonging to Merit. Her delicate jewelry indicates not only personal aesthetics, but the individual expressions of love and identity shared between her and Ka. This brings another point of reflection for us. In today's world of technology and rapid change, how do we maintain the intimacy and personal connections that objects of sentiment can hold? As we weave through these insights, one can't help but recognize that the lifestyle of Ka and Merit wasn't vastly different in context from ours. Yes, the times have changed, cultural contexts have evolved, but ultimately they were a family living their lives, aspiring to leave a legacy. In conclusion, exploring places like the Tomb of Ka and Merit gives us a deep, almost visceral connection with those who walked the earth before us. These discoveries bridge the ether between time and remind us of our shared journey as human beings. Before we wrap up today's episode, here's a call to action. I encourage each of you to delve into the Wikipedia page on the Tomb of Ka and Merit. You'll find even more fascinating details about the artifacts, the excavation, and their ongoing preservation. Plus, consider this. What stories do we leave for the future, and how will they be uncovered by archaeologists thousands of years from now? Thank you for joining Wikipedia today. It's been a delight having you with me as we explored the Tomb of Ka and Merit. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Tomb of Ka and Merit. Thanks for listening. See you next time.